Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Is the Chicken Big Mac still a Big Mac? It's got two chicken patties, the pickles, the lettuce, ooh, the cheese, the sesame seed bun, and it's got the sauce. It's not a Big Mac. Get it while you can. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, folks, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Thanks for tuning in, folks. God bless you. End Time World News is news and information and alternative news for Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. We cover things that the lamestream, mainstream media doesn't want to cover. In other words, they tell you, being read right from a script, right from the news desk, what they want you to hear. They don't necessarily tell you the truth. They only tell you a little bit, where we try to cover everything and give you the full spectrum and then let you make up your mind and you decide. So, folks, let's get into today's podcast, shall we? Let's go. I just want to say that this has been bothering me for a while. And now this is probably going to offend a lot of people. This podcast goes out globally, all over the world. I have over 30,000 downloads, and it's gone all over the world, from the United States all the way over to Russia, back to the Middle East, back to Canada, you name it, to Cuba, everywhere. This podcast goes all around the world. So what I want to cover here, folks, is something that's been bothering me here for a while, for many months, and I have to say something in the name of Jesus here. What I want to say is, if you disagree, I understand. You're entitled to your opinion. Let's put it that way, under the First Amendment, free speech here in the United States. But what I want to say is, what I'm seeing going on biblically, over in Israel, and again with the massacre, let's just call it what it is, folks, the massacre and the slaughter of the Palestinians, especially the women and children over there, and right through Gaza, and all over, and now it's spilling into Lebanon. It's like, when is this going to end? You know, doesn't the Bible say, and one of God's Ten Commandments, rather, doesn't it say, thou shalt not kill? It also says, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. There's a bunch of commandments, but that's one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. What do the people over there, that there's some good Jewish people, but they're being ran by a pure evil Zionist. I mean, they go by the Talmud. They don't go by the Torah. They go by the Talmud, folks. And, you know, it's a lot of the people over there. If you dig in, and I'm not here on this podcast and going to start a religious war. That's not the point of this. The point of this whole podcast is for me to air something and you to either agree or disagree. It's just that simple. And if you like what you hear, then stick around. It's just that simple. I want to just inform you. That's the main reason for this global podcast, folks. And the slaughter of women and children, women and innocent children in Palestine, and again spilling into Lebanon. They tried to bomb Iran. Russia has supplied Iran with some military hardware that enables Iran now to shoot down. They have missile defense to shoot down any SAMs or surface to air missiles. So it doesn't look like that's going very good for Israel. And again, somebody needs to put their foot down. Somebody needs to say something. This isn't Christian, folks. This is not Christian that's going on. I'm not a perfect person. I'll be the first one on this podcast, say for thousands and tens of thousands of people listening to this podcast, I am a sinner saved by grace. I am a sinner. Absolutely. Amen. Praise God. I ask for forgiveness every day, sometimes multiple times a day. But I'm not going out and I'm not bombing innocent women and innocent children. This nonsense and malarkey has to stop and has to stop now. These pastors, folks, in these churches, and this is why I have to take a deep look at myself, a deep look at the Bible, and a deep look at God, first and foremost, what God wants, and you get that through reading the Holy Bible, reading the King James, reading the Holy Bible. You know, you have to look at what does God want. Well, there's a lot of people out there in a lot of churches. I don't want to call names because that's going to embarrass a lot of people, but there's a lot of pastors out there, folks, that are just pushing this nonsense of what Israel does because they're God's chosen people. They're God's chosen people. Yes, at one time, but God didn't put them above you and me. We're all equal. We're all equal under the Bible. God did not put all the Jews, if you will, all the Israelites, actually going back to biblical time, God did not put them above the world for them to rule over the world. This is what they think they're doing. We are one nation under God here in the United States. We're not acting like it. It's terrible. It's a disgrace, to be honest with you. I'm just going to call us out right here, right now. It's a disgrace. We are ran by Zionists. I didn't say Jews. I said Zionists. And the Zionists that are controlling Israel right now, folks, is wrong because they're killing innocent people. They're ruining this country of the United States. Hell, half or three quarters, almost everybody in Congress, everybody in any position is led by a Zionist Jew. And that's what people don't understand. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. We're one nation under God. We should be for America and the American people. We shouldn't be for Israel and supplying them with billions and billions of dollars worth of hardware and military hardware to go over there to desecrate more so they can take over more in the Middle East. That has to stop. That has to stop now, folks. It's not righteous. It's not right. It's not righteous. It's not anything. You know what it is? It's terribly wrong. You know what it is? It's pure evil. It's Satan, folks. It's Satan. And I'm going to call out the devil right here and right now. And anybody that follows and has this belief system, I'm asking you, if you believe this, if you believe Israel's right by bombing and killing innocent people around the world and just taking more land grab, and we're fueling them, we're supplying them, we're supplying the beast over there, we're supplying the Zionist Satan over there, the Satanists running the country. Again, my disclaimer, again, don't get this blown out of proportion. I didn't say all Jewish people. I said the Jewish government that's in control right now. And the billionaires and trillionaires all over the world that are funding this, they're all part of this, folks. Nobody's going to tell you this stuff but me. Nobody. I'm going to call these people out. There might be a couple dozen people on the planet that'll call these people out. I risk everything. God has blessed me and God has given me everything. And now I could lose it all just by airing my personal thoughts and opinions here on this podcast. But I'm to the point that I don't care. Somebody needs to say something. Something needs to stop. The killing needs to stop. Again, it says in the Bible as one of the Ten Commandments. Am I a saint? Heck no, absolutely not. but I don't go out and murder people. I don't covet thy neighbor's wife. I try not to sin against the brother and the sister in Christ or anybody, excuse me, for that matter. I don't do stuff like that. I make mistakes. Of course I do. I ask God for forgiveness and I ask God for repentance. But again, you sit down and you analyze and you realize what's going on, and it just brings tears to my eyes. It brings absolute tears to my eyes. Something that's going on like that and murdering people, will it ever stop? No. Folks, it'll never stop till the United States collapses. And I hate to say that. I live here in this country. I live here in Florida. For the love of God, I live here in Florida. Why would I want to see your own society destruct? Something has to happen so we quit supplying Israel, because as soon as we stop, Israel's dead in the water. Something has to happen, folks. Something has to happen. Only God knows to stop the destruction. You know, why when an innocent baby's born over there in Palestine and then 20 minutes later, a couple of days later, the place is bombed and the innocent baby dies? Did that innocent baby have a... No, absolutely not. The innocent baby was innocent. Why should that baby have died by being bombed to death, by everything being blown up in destruction? They go over there and they rape the military. The Israeli military will go over there and they rape people. They do all kinds of things to civilians and different things. Yeah.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7. And we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
There's always war, going back to the biblical days, folks, going back thousands of years. There's always been biblical wars going on, even between Cain and Abel, before Cain murdered Abel, and through the bloodline, there's been wars and rumors of war and murder and stuff all the way through the Bible. That was the very first murder, by the way, when Cain murdered Abel. That's the very first murder. But you have to understand, none of this, God doesn't want any of this. We're on a path to self-destruction that's going to happen very quick. God help us all, folks. That's on my mind there. I do apologize. If you agree, great. If you disagree, that's great too. But somebody has to voice this and pray and pray for the people there that are getting murdered again. Are all Jewish people bad? Of course not, folks. There's good Americans and bad Americans, good Jews and bad Jews, good Chinese and bad Chinese, good Russian, bad Russian. I mean, it doesn't matter. There's good and bad in all cultures and civilizations and countries. But what's going on there is a genocide, and it's got to stop, and it's got to stop now. You cannot, folks, you cannot continue to sin and sin and sin against God Almighty. You can't, and not go through and not be punished. God will let you go so far. Listen to this, folks. God will let you go so far. You think you're exerting God. You think you're asserting God, and you think you're bypassing because you did not. And again, in the Hebrew religion, especially what the Jews believe in, that the Jews won't acknowledge Jesus Christ. They'll just say, yeah, he's just another person, where the Christians know that Jesus Christ and the return of Jesus Christ, Jesus will return someday. The second coming is very, very soon. And so that's what we believe, whereby the Jews and their religion and under the Talmud, we're all just basically, this is why they keep murdering. We're all just scum. We're goy. You can look this all up. You have to dig. You have to dig. If you use Google, you have to dig. You might have to use another search engine, but it's all out there. Google works for the Jews, and so the Zionist Jews. And so you have to understand the whole system is rigged. Everything is rigged against you. Everything is rigged against me. It's the only way a person succeeds is if the Zionists want a person to succeed, and it only has to be in their best interest. They use a person for a certain amount of time, then they're gone. Then they're gone. They're erased, or they take them out. Anytime anybody speaks against them, they'll take them out, have them shot, have them executed, have something happen to them. They disappear for life. They're gone. They're off the map. They're off the chart. See, this is how this works. You have to understand what's going on in the world. There's a pure evil, and the Zionists are right at the core. They're absolutely right at the core. And again, a disclaimer, I keep saying on this podcast, it's not all Jewish people. It's the Zionist government and the evil Zionist and the Satanist that are running the world. The evil Zionist Satanists that are murdering innocent women and children over there in Palestine. And somebody will say, well, geez, Eric, you know, come on, man. You got to understand, they're throwing rocks at the soldiers, so we have no alternative. We have to throw a hand grenade. Yeah, a rock and a hand grenade, folks. You're in military gear. You're in full gear. You have an iron combat helmet. Most of the Israelis have bulletproof vests and combat gear. A lot of them, almost 99%, of course, bought and paid for by us, of course, providing them the best in the world. And so, geez, here comes a little rock. Oh, watch out. Oh, we gotta put 50 holes in that little kid that's 10 years old that threw a rock over the fence and accidentally hit us in our steel metal helmet that will take a grenade blast. Oh, geez, we have to do that, you know. We have to fill them full of lead. We have to shoot them and kill them all. To make us feel what? More like a man? To make us feel what? Oh, okay. Oh, well, the Talmud says everybody else is scum and we are the elite. We are God's chosen people. That's absolute BS, folks. That's absolute BS. We're all equal under God. Absolutely, positively equal under God through Jesus Christ. We're absolutely all equal. There is no one person other than Jesus Christ that's ever walked the face of the earth that's above all of us. That is it. We are all equal. We are all God's children. And on that note, folks, here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and not invited him into yours, here's a simple prayer, folks. This is known as a salvation prayer. And like I said, if you agree with this podcast so much, God bless you. Thank you for listening. This prayer, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, folks, and have not yet asked him into your life or invited him into your life, here you go. Just repeat after me, folks. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self centeredness in every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your place, your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And folks, if you just said that prayer, God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much. And you are now saved. If you mean that with your heart and you've invited Jesus Christ into your life and acknowledge that he is your Lord and personal Savior, God bless you for that. Absolutely, God bless you. And I thank you. I have just a couple quick suggestions before this podcast ends here, folks. Number one, get yourself a Bible. Here in the United States, you can get a Bible for under $20 through Amazon. Go to Amazon.com. You can order a Bible off there, get a Holy Bible or King James, and just start reading it. I don't care where you read. Just read and read and read. Just start in the book of Genesis or start in the book of Revelations. We're close to Revelation time, and we're in Revelations right now, the last chapter of the Bible. But just pick a spot and just start reading. That's all that really matters, folks. Just pick a spot, start reading, and there you go. You can't beat that. That will give you information. It'll also cause you to want to ask questions. Questions are good. And the next suggestion here, this is the second suggestion. I have one more after this. Find yourself a good church, a church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in that church, find somebody that you can ask questions. Find either a pastor, student pastor, junior pastor, maybe an usher, a deacon, or somebody in that church that can answer all your questions. Write them down, go home, write them down, then maybe the next Sunday after church or during church, or call them up, get their phone number, call them up and say, hey, you know, can I ask you a few questions? Can you spare a few minutes, you know, 20 or 30 minutes? I have some questions I want to ask you. And so write down your questions. You know, the questions might be, well, when's the Son of God? When's Jesus Christ going to return, known as the second coming? Ask them questions, folks. Them questions are always good. Or why did Jesus have to die on the cross, the crucifixion? And then ask about the second resurrection. Ask about anything. What are the Ten Commandments? What about Moses? What did Moses do in the Bible? You know, all kinds of things. Whatever it is, you know, what about King David when he ruled Israel? I mean, you can have thousands and thousands of questions. Why did Lucifer, or known now as Satan, why did God throw him and a third of the angels out of heaven? There was a war in heaven. A third of the angels, came down and was thrown down out of heaven. A third of the angels, folks. A war in heaven. So you have to understand Michael and the angels defeated Lucifer. So again, you have to understand what is going on, folks. We are in a spiritual war. Write your questions down. Get with the person. You know, find a person there. Write your questions down. Ask your questions. Ask and ask and ask. And then the last suggestion is we conclude the podcast is go get yourself baptized at some point in time. Find a good church, one you can settle into, and go through the process and get yourself baptized. That's one of the most important things that you need to do, folks. On that note, you can always reach us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb. Thanks for listening. God bless you, folks. That's it for today. And bye for now.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7. And we guarantee, if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.